Okay, so Revi of Karach, as we always say every single year, I don't think I can help myself, is Aaron HaKohen's finest hour, right? Aaron HaKohen, with all of the heavy burden of the Egel Hazav and having brought a magef on the Jewish people, albeit 3,000 people, now reverses all of that and Vayichaper Alam. And he does so with the Ketores, and of course the Ketores, which for Aaron is such a tragic element, right? Nadav and Avihu, Ishmach Tato, Vaitnu Vahinesh, Simwalihem Ketoret, Vatetseish Mlifnei Hashem, Vatochal Osam. So to use the Ketores in a positive way, of course, and Rashi captures that people were, Mirani in Acharya Ketores, and the Ketores is Memis. Nadav and Avihu and the Chamishim Asayimish, etc. So to redeem the Ketores, right in the mode of Yom Kippur, Bezos Yavaron Alakodesh, Vilakach Melam Achtag Achleyesh. But I guess the source that best comes to mind here, is the Mishnah Avos, Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Ohev Esabio, Sumikarvan the Torah, that Aaron is the paragon of Avas Yisrael, Asherki Deshana Biktu Shaso Shal Aaron, Vitzivanu Levarech Asamo Yisrael. Be'ahava, right? And that's who Aaron was. So you can see it here. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the one who was orchestrating all of these events, is dramatized so beautifully by Rashi that the Malach HaMavis says to Aaron, I'm here to do God's work, and Aaron says, I'm here to do Moshe's work. So, the Malach says, Devei Arav, Devei Atama, Devei Mishomen. And Aaron says, unlike Korach, he says, Moshe doesn't make things up, right? If Moshe's telling me to do this, it means the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him. So Moshe's the great orchestrator of these events. But Moshe tells Aaron the following, Kach HaSamachta, V'sena LaHa'esh, Me'al Mizbeach, V'sim Kitaris, V'holeich Mehera El Haida, V'chaper Ba'adam, Ki atzoha ketzef milifnei Adonai heichel hanagef. Holeich mehera, walk very, very quickly. So, vayikach Aaron kasher dibur Moshe. Aaron took exactly what Moshe told him to take, but that was it. Right? Kach samachta v'sin ala eish me'al mizbeach v'sim ketores. That he did exactly as Moshe told him to do. Vayaru tzol tocha kahal. He didn't listen to Moshe when Moshe said v'holeich mehera le'idav v'chaber b'aleihem v'yarot. He didn't v'holeich mehera. He ran because that was his avos Yisrael. And every moment that he delayed, v'yamod ben amesim v'nechayim v'atiyatar amagifa. Right, that the Torah emphasizes v'yu amesim amagifar ba'asar elef u'shvameos milvad amesim advar korach 14,700 at Aaron ben holeich mehera could have been 15,000, 16,000, 17,000 v'yamod ben amesim v'nechayim. He stopped the Malach HaMavis in its tracks. Right, so the point is that Aaron took exactly what Moshe told him to take, but in terms of running to be on the front lines, running to be in front of the people, v'yaru tzel toch hakahal. He ran straight into the middle of the danger. Not holeich mehera, but vayarotz, hevi mitalmidav shel Aharon. This is the madrega of Avas Yisrael that we're supposed to emulate. Lo samod adam reyecha, Rashi and Bavakama notes, what does lo samod mean? Rather, hevi chozer al kol tzad v'tzad, that we have to go in every possible way. We have to leave no stone unturned. We have to do it with an enormous sense of alacrity. As the Rambam says, asur lismameya. We can't delay when it comes to pikuach nefesh. Anybody who delays, based on the Yerushalmi, hashoel, hareza shofechtam, nishal, hareza maguna, it's not just a question of the result, but the process. This is a rizos that's required in pikuach nefesh, right? The avas Yisrael that sent Aaron HaKohen into Ritza as opposed to holeich mehera.